This is Danielle Jaworowiecka with the BBC News. Hello. President Biden has said he's overjoyed by the release of an American mother and daughter who were among about 200 hostages taken from southern Israel by Hamas earlier this month. Judith and Natalie Rahman were freed after mediation from Qatar. In a statement, Mr. Biden said he was working around the clock to bring home 10 other American hostages. Natalie's half-brother, Ben Rahman, described his relief at the release of the women.
An overwhelming sense of joy and more importantly, an overwhelming sense of gratitude to the large community around the world who have really put my sister at the forefront of their thoughts, of their prayers, of all religions and all beliefs, just people hoping that they're okay.
Our correspondent in Khan Yunis in the southern Gaza Strip, Rushdi Abu Alouf, says this development has left people optimistic that aid could soon be allowed in.
People here are hoping that this sign might be led to the opening of the humanitarian corridor that allow 4,000 trucks of food, medicine, fuel to enter into Gaza as Gaza is struggling to cope with the situation, to cope with the lack of difficulties that hospitals are facing. Over two-thirds of the population are displaced.
The Palestinian Red Crescent says Israeli forces have ordered the evacuation of the Al-Quds Hospital in Gaza. The hospital has 400 patients and is also reported to be sheltering more than 2,000 displaced civilians. The Brazilian president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, has vetoed legislation approved last month by Congress, which restricted the rights of indigenous peoples to their ancestral lands. The proposal will now return to Congress, which may override the presidential veto. Leonardo Rocha reports.
The bill established that indigenous groups would only be able to claim the areas that they were occupying when the current Brazilian constitution was enacted in October 1988. Indigenous leaders have campaigned against the proposal for years, arguing that over the centuries, many tribes had been evicted from the lands where their ancestors had lived. The legislation is backed by Brazil's powerful agribusiness sector. They say that thousands of farmers who bought their properties in good faith were now facing the prospect of eviction. President Lula says he will talk to political leaders and try to find a solution that works for all sides.
The United States government budget deficit has gone up by 23% in the current financial year. New figures show the gap between what the government spends and what it earns now stands at $1.7 trillion. It's thought the increase is due to a slump in tax income and rising interest rates. You're listening to The World News from the BBC. A third person close to Donald Trump has pleaded guilty in the 2020 US election interference case in the state of Georgia. The lawyer, Kenneth Chesbrough, has been charged for his role in what prosecutors describe as a conspiracy to overturn the election in favour of Mr. Trump. Nomi Iqbal reports.
Kenneth Chesbrough will no longer face a trial next week. He took a plea deal last minute in the wide-ranging criminal racketeering indictment. He'll now face a single felony charge of conspiracy to commit filing of false documents. He potentially could get a prison sentence and a large fine. He has agreed to truthfully testify against the remaining co-defendants, something two others, including Donald Trump's former lawyer, Sidney Powell, has also agreed to do. This is a victory for prosecutors, as it adds real momentum to their case against Mr. Trump and his remaining co-defendants.
A judge in New York has given final approval for Deutsche Bank to pay $75 million to victims of the disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein. They accused the bank of missing warning signs that enabled Epstein to traffic and abuse women. It does not acknowledge wrongdoing as part of the settlement. The long-term partner of Italy's Prime Minister, Giorgia Meloni, has been suspended from his job just hours after Ms. Meloni announced the two were separating. Andrea Giambruno is a prominent television presenter in Italy and was recorded apparently making sexual approaches to colleagues. New Zealand have reached the final of the Men's Rugby Union World Cup. They comfortably beat Argentina by 44-6 in Paris. The All Blacks winger, Will Jordan, became the tournament's top try scorer with a hat trick. New Zealand are chasing a record fourth title. They'll either face the defending champions South Africa or England in the deciding match next week. The second semi-final will take place on Saturday evening. BBC World News.